We are one of 20 communities nationally to receive this grant, which is...
Congressman Brian Higgins announced the grant, which is coming from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says there is a rise in cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome nationwide, including in Erie County. Babies repeatedly exposed to opioids in utero, she explained, show symptoms of withdrawal by their second day out of the womb.
These newborns are poor feeders, might have difficulty breathing, and some even develop seizures. These newborns are also more likely to present with other health problems, such as low birth weight and failure to thrive.
The health department, in association with the neighborhood health centers and Seneca Nation Health System, will use the grant money to develop training and consultation to community-based OBGYN clinics to screen, intervene, and refer patients to treatment. Joanne Hafner is CEO of Neighborhood Health Centers.
We have on-site behavioral health, so it's a natural progression for us to, in a non-judgmental, trusted way, ask people every single visit when they're pregnant about their substance use and if it's time for them to be referred on for further care, and talk about the risks of using opioids when you're pregnant and even when you're not.
Dr. Burstein says the grant money will allow them to develop services which are billable, meaning it will create a sustainable system even after the grant dollars are used. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.